Let's move on. I want see we're talking about. I want to talk about five things Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do when He come. Five major things. This is five things that will capture the. I believe I can say it like this: capture the fullness of what God wants to do in His body. These five things. There are many others, but these are the major things that will. And you need to know this. You need to know this. Go to verse 26 of the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. 14:26. Hallelujah. Whew, are anybody getting any help tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But the Comforter, but who? But the Comforter, which is who? The Holy Ghost. 14, let me get there, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. See, the Father's going to send him. And he's going to send him, Jesus said, in my name. Now watch what happened. This is number one. He shall teach you what? How many? Now, why is it that this is why we got to let God be Father. Let whom the Father have given us do what they're supposed to do. Supposed to do. God, he is Jesus, said, I'm going to send you another Comforter, Counselor. Huh? I'm going to send you another Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby. I'm sending you him. And he's going to teach you all things. And then let me say this, so we can get our mind clear and know how to honor God. Okay? Then he said he will set these gifts as ministry gifts into the body to teach. Ephesians tells us this. And he will set these ministry gifts, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. These are ministry gifts. They are set in the body to teach. And see, we're going to cover this. And then he said the Holy Spirit would come, and he would come with nine gifts. And most time they're called manifestation of the Spirit. And notice the Holy Spirit is in charge of every one of these operations. Huh? I said the Holy Spirit is the one that he sent, because he said, I'm sending you another Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and a Standby. And he shall teach you all things. Right? How many things? All things. Not only will he teach you all things, and this is why we need to understand that the Holy Spirit have sent and set in the body teachers and men don't need to be interfering, trying to take some credit for themselves. And somebody trying to pump themselves up. Jesus is the head, and he always will be the head. Nobody else. I'm a helper. I didn't die. Neither did you. He did it. He paid the price. He sacrificed his life. He gave up his place in the Godhead to come to this earth, to dwell and live like a man, suffer pain in your place, took your suffering and took everything in your place and paid it in full. I didn't feel the pain, but he took the pain. Come on now.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah. Then he said, it's expedient to you that I go away because I'm sending your helper. Now, why are we so confused about him? And you got people are always trying to push some flesh. This is why the body is weak and why we and it have hindered us from receiving the things of the Spirit so we can operate in them in a measure that the devil can't handle us.
Amen.
God cannot be controlled by nothing and nobody. He's subject to no one.
Yes, sir.
He's God before I got here. He'll be God if I leave, but I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
He shall always be God, and I don't care what they come up with. God is still God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, he will teach you all things. Let's accept the teacher. And he put the teacher in the fivefold ministry gift to teach. He didn't raise up apostles and prophets for people to gloat in themselves. You know what I mean by that. Boast around about and tell them, I'm an apostle. No, he didn't. That's not the work of an apostle. The work of an apostle, get busy doing it. Don't stop doing all that loose line talk sometimes. Trying to push yourself to be something you're not.
Come on,
if I'm an apostle, let's do the work.
Yeah.
And the work will speak for itself.
Yeah.
Didn't Jesus tell those Pharisees that, y'all? Didn't he tell those Pharisees that? If you don't, he said, if you don't believe me, do what? Believe the work. That's what he said. Well, I don't need to be pushing and trying to push myself with the gifts. If I'm a pastor, I ought to do the work of a pastor. Huh? If I'm not a pastor, get out of the way. Because I'm hindering the work of grace and the work of the Holy Spirit and what God wants to do in the earth. Hallelujah.